Rabbeisai, we'll talk a little bit on the siyum of the Torah Akadosh and Parshas Vayisabroche to fashtein, to have a better understanding what is going on in this last message of the Torah Akadosh. So this is a parsha, it could be marach and marach on each shevet, exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us, on each nekuda of each shevet. Tilei, tilei dvorim. I want to talk about more of a kloliistic message. And the parsha begins, V'zois ha-brocho, Ashaberach Moshe Isho Elokim. Calls Moshe Rabbeinu Isho Elokim. Chazal tell us in Medrash Rabbe, over here on the spot, Ha'odom Nivro Me'el Yoinim Me'etachtoinim. Person is created from a mix of what we call Elyonim and Tachtoinim, the Ruchnius and the Gashmis. And the Gufo is Me'at Tachtoinim. The Guf of a person comes from the Tachtoinim. And Nishmosoi comes from the Elyonim. And the Medrash goes on to say that by Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself, his body itself, had a Chelek Shemaimi. The goof itself, Moshe Rabbeinu, mechetziyov ulemal olikim. Fascinating, Chazal. You have to know exactly what Chazal are saying. But they're telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu, his goof itself, was chatzi chatzi. Okay, so in a very simplistic way, we could explain that Moshe Rabbeinu was mezachech himself. He purified himself to such a degree that it was so wholesome, that the Geshem was also Ruach. And that's not a foreign concept. That's found in Chazal, it's found in the Rishonim and the Achronim, the concept of Zichuch, of purity, where one develops, the Gashmius becomes one with the Ruchni. That doesn't bother us so much. But if we look at this Pasuk, the pasuk goes out of its way to tell us, "V'zois habrocha asher berach Moshe, ish ha'elokim." The Torah stresses that he actually was an ish, and it says that first, and then it says elokim. So then, what taka is the message? It's kedai to look also in the Minchas Oni, beautiful sefer written by the Aruch Laner. He has a big arichas dvarim here to discuss it. I want to give you a thought, share a thought, that will tie into so many nekudas in the parasha. I'll bring out just a couple of them. But it ties into countless inyanim in the parasha. Right when the parasha begins, Hashem Misinai Bo, V'zorach Meisei Yolomoi. So we know this is a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, the beginning of Avodah Zorah, where the Gemara discusses the Hashem Misinai Bo, is that Hashem actually went to all the nations of the world to offer the Torah. Pasha offered the Torah to all the Messiah. And all the goyim, they didn't accept it. And there's many kashas on this Chazal. What does it mean Hashem offered? We were the Amanifcha. Hashem and Avtochat Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv. That we're the chosen nation. What does it mean? So clearly, there was a different meaning when Hashem went around to the Umas HaElam, what he was offering, and what Hashem designated Am Yisrael for was a different thing. So we have to qualify. And there's Maral Meprag, and there's many, many Parshanim to explain. But again, we're going to take a little bit of a simplistic approach. How to explain this Nakuda, and why is this Moshe integrated in Moshe Rabbeinu's last message to Am Yisrael? This idea that Hashem Misinai Bo, V'zorach Misinai Lomi, if that's all it's coming to tell us, the Torah could tell us that in Parshas Yisrael B'Matan Torah. You should know that Hashem offered it to the Yisrael, to whatever degree that he did. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu gets buried. Also in this week's parasha, Kfuras Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kfuras Moshe Rabbeinu when the Torah describes the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it talks about it. Vayomoshom Moshe Eved Hashem, Peretz Moav Al Pi Hashem. Vayigbo Oisoi Bagai, Peretz Moav Mul Baseball. So on the one hand, the Torah gives us a description. On the other hand, the Torah, as much as the Torah gives us description and clarity, the Torah then tells us, "V'lo yoda ish es kvuros ayada yemase." Nobody knew. Even though clearly it's described where it was, what land it was, what it was parallel to, there's a clear directive. But yet, it's softened. Moshe Rabbeinu himself calls his caver. When he talks about God, that God wanted the chelik in Eivar HaYarden. So it says, Vayar reishis loy kishom chelkas mechoykik sofon there, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chof. And Rashi says over there that one of the reasons why God wanted the chelik in Eivar HaYarden was because he knew that over there there's a Moshe sofon, Moshe over there is buried. It's hidden, but he's buried over there. They wanted that their chelik should be the chelik where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. This is, of course, an arichas on its own to understand how this connects to Bnei God or Bnei Ruvain when it seems that their request was more Gashmi's request. It turns out from Chazal, from Rashi, is telling us in this week's parasha, there was something much deeper. But that's not a discussion for now. If you look in the Gemara and Zaytem, the Gemara seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's caver is miraculously unknown. It's not unknown. It's like the Torah says where it is. But it's miraculous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matmin it from us. And it's kedai to see the Gemara in Soita Daf Yudalad, where the Gemara says they sent Chever to identify Mokam Kvurasei Shel Moshe. And the Gemara says when they stood on Shom the Baruch Shahar, when they went to the top of the mountain, Nidmalim Rakev Lamat, it looked like he's buried on the bottom. And when they went to the bottom, it looked like the top. They split up into two groups. Fascinating. The ones that were on top, tainted that the caver's on the bottom. The ones on the bottom, tainted the caver's on top. It's nerve volume. Miraculous burial. Miraculous mokum kvur. The burial was also l'bnei, as Chazal tells us. So of course, the Maral and many of the Parshanim, this is a wide open discussion. What is hidden? What's hidden in the hidden grave? What's hidden here? There's obviously a lot to discuss. What the Torah is telling us. We go weiter to the end of the Torah HaKdoshah, mamish the end. And the Torah HaKdoshah is maspid Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah HaKdoshah tells us, L'chol ha'yod ha'chazoko, L'chol ha'yod ha'chazoko, Sh'osam Moshe l'enei kol Yisrael. And that's how the Torah HaKdoshah ends. So what are the last words that the Torah could tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu? We would say that that's an impossible task that Taka only the Bere Elim could do. How do you say in a couple of words, in a couple of psukim, in one pasuk, how do you describe Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, you go to Adam Gadol, Malav and Adam Gadol, that Maspidim have a very hard time capturing the greatness of the person. So imagine trying to be Maspid Moshe Rabbeinu. Taka, only Kutsh Ebrichu could do such a thing. So what does Kutsh Ebrichu tell us? What is the Hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a fascinating Chazal, which I'm sure all of you have on the tip of your tongues. It's a famous Chazal. And Rashi brings it down. That the Yorach Hazok of Moshe Rabbeinu was that was Nosoi Liboy Lishbor Haluchis. That he had the strength of character, the Nesias Lev, to go and Mamish to break the luchas, le'enei kol Yisrael. And this mamish is beyond fascinating. Beyond. Because the lowest point, l'chayre, Again, I'm saying l'chayra. L'chayra, were it not to be for these psukim here at the end of the Sefer Torah, somebody would ask you, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's lowest point in his career? You'd say, after the Chet Ha'egel. When Moshe came, first of all, let's stick to the script of the Rabban Hashem himself. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech reid ki shichei samcha. Go down. Reid migdulascha. As the leader of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael plunged, he plunged with us. So the Torah Kedusha says it was the low point of his career. We don't have to imagine. But now we can imagine. Once the Torah told us, now we can go start imagining. Imagining, bringing down the luchos from Shemayim, the Michtav Hashem, what Hashem himself engraved. And having to break those luchos. The tragedy of that moment. And that is what we pick to be Masbid Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the discussion. When we're coming to be Masbid Moshe Rabbeinu, we pick that. How does one even begin to understand such a thing? Pella Nifla. Pella Nifla. So Rabbi, I'll tell you what I think we could say here. And it'll answer another question. Because we started with Akasha. Why did the parasha begin with Ish Elokim? Why does it mention the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is an Ish? We understand the Torah wants to say he was totally Ruchni. But why does it start by talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's Gashmias? And it starts with that, Ish. And that question could be strengthened by Mamish, the parasha right before. Go to Parashas Hazinu. First state in Parashas Hazinu. Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabera. That's what the Pasuk says. Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabera. What do Chazal tell us about Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabera? So Chazal point out, Moshe Rabbeinu used the Lashon Hazinu Hashemayim. There's a very similar pasuk in Yeshayahu, but it's different. Listen to what Chazal tells us. The Sifri, it's also found in the Medrash. Moshe Omar Hazinu Hashemayim V'Sishma Oretz. Moshe Rabbeinu uses the phrase in Parashas Hazinu, Hazinu Hashemayim V'Sishma Oretz. The other way around. Shimu Shamayim Vazino Oretz. That's what Yeshaya says. So he uses the word Shimu, right? By Shamayim and Azino by Oretz, where Moshe does the opposite. Azino Hashamayim Vesishma Oretz. Listen to how Chazal answered the question. Say Chazal, there's a reason. Lefi Shaya Moshe Korov La Shamayim Verochik Me Oretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was close to Shemayim. So when Moshe is talking to Shemayim, he uses the phrase Hazinu, which is a lashon of listen closely. The Oretz is far from him. He said, Vesishma Oretz. But Yeshaya was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. He was Korv L'Oretz. He was Rochek Meshemayim. Lefika Chomer, that's why in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, it says, Shimu Shemayim Vazinu Oretz. This is what Chazal tells us. Rabbi Yisai, this strengthens the question that I'm asking you. That why would we stress then in this week's parasha, Ish Elokim? When we just last week's parasha went out of our way to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Korav L'Hashemayim. How do we understand that? And I think, Rabbi Yisai, the answer we have to say here is very simple. What is the main objective of the Torah Akdashin? Countless places. The Torah was there to complete us, to develop us, to improve us, to misaken who we are, to become part of who we are. That's the Tachlis HaTorah. That's the point of the Torah. The Malachim said to Nohoitcha Shamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu ended up winning the war and getting the Torah down here in Ba'oretz. And according to Chazal, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the artsiest of the Torah. All the gashmiest elements that are needed to have a Torah activation. And since that's the Iker Tafkid of the Torah had to be given here. It wasn't enough just that we should have the mitzvahs here. Because otherwise, how did Moshe answer the question? Why not? Give the Torah to Shemayim, and the Oretz will keep it. They'll keep the mitzvahs. But no, the Kabbalah was here because this is the main point of the Torah, is the development of the human being, of who we are. And that's why in the final parash of the Torah, as much as Moshe was so complete, the Torah reminds us he was an Ish. There was the Geshem there. And in every element of the Geshem, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu elevated it. But the reminder and the lesson to all of us is the impact that the Torah has on the Ish. To make yourself into an Ish or Elohim. Not to forget about the Ish. The Ish is who you are. But to mold it in the V'halachto B'drochov. To mold it in that way. That's the final message, L'fi Ani Yizdaiti, of the Torah HaKadosh. And that's why it starts the parasha by saying, Ish or Elohim. That's who Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's his legacy. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he talks about Yisachar and Zvulun, again, we could go through each one of the Shvatim. I'm just bringing this point out. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he talks to Yisachar and Zvulun, he says, Smach Zvulun B'tzei Yisachar. He's Makdim Zvulun, the Chazal talk about it. And the explanation, I think we could say, is not Chas V'Sholem that Yisachar should be put second. Kovel HaTorah, of course, it's tremendous. For after Hashem L'Kechol, Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim, but Yisachar himself has a Zvulun to him. So in essence, the Zvulun of Yisachar is given tremendous credit because it's the impact that the Yisachar has on his own Zvulun. Forget the other Shevet Zvulun. But Yisachar himself has a Yisachar Zvulun. And that's critical. That's critical to the Binyan HaTorah of what the Torah wants from us. And that's the Ish Elohim. That's the final message of the Torah. There's a fascinating Sefer Chassidim. It's kedai to share it with you. Rav Yashav Zatzal always used to talk about the Sefer Chassidim. His Edim, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, L'Havdol Chaim Tovim, also talks about this. The Sefer Chassidim brings a raya that if you have the makar of a Jew, and you're holding a Sefer Torah, it's kedai to drop a Sefer Torah if that's going to save the moment for you to run to be Makar of a Yid. He brings a riot from Moshe Rabbeinu with the Luchas. Unbelievable. He learns that Moshe dropping the Luchas rather than putting it down was because it was a moment that Moshe had to chop that moment. He didn't have time to start putting it down. Unbelievable. Pashtus, he learned not like that. I'm just saying the way he explains it. In essence, being makar of others to Torah HaKadosh is itself the Ish part of the Torah. The awareness of the fact that you have to impact the Geshem of the Torah. That alone is an Iker Gadol. It's a tremendous Iker. And Moshe Rabbeinu did that till the end. Now let's take this one step further. In essence, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet of the Egel, they really only went against the first Dibra, Anoichi Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu went and he broke both Luchas. What was Moshe's lesson? And he keeps on telling us that in Parshas Ekev, I took the two Luchas from my two hands. You have to read the Pesukim again and look at them, you'll see what I'm saying. From last week's Parsha. Where he underscores the fact that he took these two luchas from his two hands and he dropped the two luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to us, there is no one luach, it's true, one luach has been Adam al-Mokam and one luach has been Adam al-Chaveroi, but they're all integrated. The Anoichi has to impact the Leisachma. The Leisachma makes it more than Anoichi. This is all one. And Moshe told Klai Yisrael, listen, these luchas, they have to both be broken. And that was the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenosei Liboy. Shenosei Liboy. What he did here. That lesson that he left us. That everlasting impact on Klal Yisrael. How the Ish Ho'elokim have to be combined. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu's caver unknown? We find the Oran HaKadosh in Beis HaMikdosh is Einu Teifes Mokam. The Maral talks about this, Parichas. The Maharal uses this idea, but he goes in a little bit of a different direction. I want to bring it to a more simplistic level. The Aron is Einit Tefes Makom. The Aron took up no room in the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable miracle. I want to tell you, it's a very similar miracle to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Kavur of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's this tremendous miracle for? Sometimes we understand the miracle, the tzerech of a miracle. Hashem doesn't do miracles without a very strong tachlis, without a strong purpose. What was this nest that the Aron took up no room? Unbelievable miracle. And I think the answer is simple. That if the Aron takes up a particular spot, so one would say, okay, that's where the Aron is. That's where the Aron is, by definition, means, and that is where the Aron is not. The area where the Aron is not is the area where the Aron is not is. If there is no is, then it's not. But the truth is that there's no element in the world that the Torah doesn't have to be integrated to that spot. And therefore, the Aron is not toifis, any specific makom, to tell you it's everywhere. Our Rebbe Moshe v'lo yoda ishes kvurosei, we have to know the ashpo of Moshe has to be everywhere. It's not over there, it's not over there, it's yenem makom, it's yenem makom. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shlomo made a very similar miracle to what he made by the Luchas themselves in the Aron. And I think that's the takeaway here for us. That's the takeaway of Parashas Zayis HaBrocha. That the Torah itself is not mugbal, because the Torah has to fill up every area of our life. And that's the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeitz gebenched.